Well, Aaron Finch has just returned from Aussie duties. He helped, of course, wrap up the T20 Tri-Series title, and now he's back in Victorian colours, and he's captaining the Bushrangers this weekend over in WA. He joins us on the line. Aaron, welcome to Time On.
Cheers. Thanks for having me.
Finchie, we'll start by asking you, as I said, leading the Bushrangers in the Sheffield Shield this weekend, Peter Hanscom has gone across to South Africa. You're averaging 116 in Australian colours this summer. Correct me if I'm wrong, it feels like you're in career best form. Do you still harbour test ambitions, Finchie? Because your numbers across all formats would suggest that you're right up there.
Yeah, I feel like I'm playing well. Playing test cricket is still my number one goal. Whether it happens or not, it's a different story. I mean, the side played beautifully throughout the summer. There's plenty of blokes knocking on the door to be next in line. So, it's been a pretty good summer personally, but this is an opportunity still to present itself if you're to take it.
Have you done anything differently this summer, Finchie, to previous ones?
No, I don't think so. I think that probably in the one-day game, it's been probably taking fewer less risks at the start of the innings and just making sure you get in before you start to really expand your stroke play. Probably going on and getting a couple of hundreds helps that a lot, I think.
Yeah.
When you're in and out of form, well, when you're in form and you get 50s and 60s, well, when you miss out a few times, then you're back to averaging mid-30s and it looks like a pretty ordinary summer. So I think when you do cash in and manage to get a few hundreds, and inevitably you do miss out a couple of times, but your stats still stay up there. But getting hundreds and losing in the one-day series was pretty disappointing still.
Finchie, you said your number one priority still or ambition is to play test cricket. There's no way better than to make runs in the Shield game. What kind of mindset do you have going into the Sheffield Shield? I mean, obviously to make runs, but you're already doing that. So do you think there's anything more that you can do to try to push those test aspirations?
Oh, making more runs in Shield cricket is obviously the priority there. I mean, I've had a few starts this year, got a couple of 50s, 60s, 70s and not really gone on and got that big 150-plus that sort of turn a few heads, so that's been disappointing. So that'll be a goal if you do to get in it, to really cash in and make them starts, make them count, I suppose.
How big is the adjustment from T20? I mean, being back with the Bushrangers along with Glenn Maxwell, you spent the last couple of months playing the short form. Is it more difficult than we as external parties make it out to be, the adjustment going back to the long form?
Oh, it can be. I suppose with the Duke ball being used in the second half of the year as well, with it swinging around,
yeah,
probably more in the cook car. I think the way that the Shield table is sitting at the moment, teams will be pushing for results, so the wickets will no doubt probably have a little bit more in them than they did at the start of the year. So I think it's still about being as positive as you can and I suppose backing your main game plan. And for me, that's been aggressive, trying to put the bowlers on the back foot. And if that tends to, I suppose, give you a bit of a chance. I mean, when the ball's swinging and seaming and going all over the place, sometimes attack is the best way to go.
What about back on the T20 for a moment? We've been pretty terrible at that format for a while, and suddenly we're second in the world. We win the Tri-Series. What do you put that turnaround down to?
Well, I think it was just a group of guys that were all playing T20, well, majority leading into the series, having the same squad of, I think, 14 players there for the whole time, as opposed to in the past when guys have played one or two games and they've gone off for test duty or something like that. We just had a really consistent 14 players to pick from. So yeah. From when you have that, you get guys getting their roles set inside. You get guys that become comfortable with the roles, and I think that's all it comes down to is guys just, I think, being secure with their spot and a bit of team continuity.
If you're just tuning in to Time On, Sam McClure with you, joined by Australian cricket star Aaron Finch, who's captaining the Bushrangers this weekend against WA over in WA. Finchie, what about Chris Lynn? I'm sure you saw the vision of his shoulder injury. Luckily, he won't require surgery. At what point do you reckon, Finchie, we're getting to the stage where, you know, these IPL deals, and his is worth nearly $2 million, puts you in a position where, you know, you might think it's too big a risk to represent your country so close to one of these tournaments because it's It's serious money we're starting to talk about.
Yeah, it's a good question. Obviously, it was really disappointing for Chris to go down the way he did. I think diving on his right shoulder, he felt comfortable. So he went down and just popped out. But great news that he doesn't require surgery. I spoke to him this morning and he thinks that it could be 6 weeks of rehab and trying to be back for the IPL. He misses the Pakistan Super League, which he was meant to fly straight from New Zealand to. So that's one of those things that his priority is playing cricket for Australia as well. And he said that he wants to play as much short form cricket as he can for Australia. So, when you weighing up money versus opportunity to represent your country, I think that comes down to a personal preference and whatever decision you do make. You have to live with that. But I mean, I know exactly what you mean when you say the guy's potentially foregoing $2 million around there to dive and save a single in a T20 game for Australia. But I think it was just one of those freak things that happened.
Yeah, well, it's a very easy argument either way, isn't it? It's $2 million is $2 million. But once you start not playing because you're worried about getting injured, I mean, you can get injured almost doing anything, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And Chris is... his injury history is probably stacking up there a little bit now, particularly on his shoulders. So, I mean, it could have happened in any game, anywhere. It's a tough question to answer, really.
And on the tough question, Finchie, who might let you go? It's been a joy to watch you this summer, as I mentioned, averaging 116 in Aussie colours. You've got strong test credentials. I know you've hit over 300 runs in the Shield so far. You're averaging in the mid-30s. Let's hope that continues to grow. Let's hope you make some runs in WA. And even bigger than that, let's hope the Vics get a win.
Cheers. Thanks very much for your time, Sam.